Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Lars.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. By the way, did you pick your walk-up music?
Yeah, have you figured that out?
Yeah, I did. I thought we'll go with Eye of the Tiger. It would almost be weird not to pick that, right?
Yeah, I mean, your nickname is Tiger. They play it a lot at Capital
right.
One Arena.
It's got to be works. Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Going back to the 80s.
When did you first get the nickname Tiger?
There's a story to that. It was about three years ago, my first season here, we had we did a seminar with Tony Robbins, just the team, and we're sitting in this room, and I'm sitting first row. And so at one point, Tony brings me up in the scene in front of everybody, and I can't remember the exact words, but he's like, everybody had to choose some kind of, you know, animal or spiritual
thing. Yeah, your spirit
thing.
Animal. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you had to yell it out. And I was the first up on the stage. And so everybody's looking at me, and I'm just, okay. So he's like, okay, you first thought, you just yell it out. And then I stood up there and I just yelled out Tiger as loud as I could. And the guys all the boys was, of course, loving it. and it's just been sticking since that day. It just kind of became a thing after that, and then somehow, I don't know how the media got a hold of it, and then all of a sudden they're playing a song when I score at home, and here we are.
Lars, the Washington Post did a pretty cool thing last week. I think it was before the season started, where they had you guys do some doodles for, you know, like draw yourself or draw something that you're good at or draw like what your teammate looks like. And Lars Eller did like a self-portrait of himself. He was so jacked. He had so many muscles. And I know he's muscular, but I think he was embellishing a little bit in the picture.
Love it.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't exactly what I pictured in the head, but, you know, I'm not that skilled a drawer. I did the best I could. I did the best I could, but it might not be perfectly accurate.
We're joined by Lars Eller, center for the Washington Capitals, off to a nice start, have 5 points out of the first three games. I wanted to ask you kind of a general question about nerves in sports. We were kicking this around because the Nationals won last night. They're going to have a game five, and we were wondering what it's like. Do you ever get nervous? Like during the Stanley Cup run, would you get nervous before you step on the ice? What's it like for a professional athlete?
Yeah, you do. There is a difference, but just, you know, between any game during, you know, middle of the season and a playoff game where it comes down to the deciding, you know, a game seven or a game five elimination games. It does feel different. You get nervous. You get a little, you know, tinkling. You feel different. And I think it's a good thing. For me, if I don't have that, then I don't have my emotions in it the way I should. And it makes me perform better. I truly believe that. So I think it's a good thing to have a bit of nervousness. As long as it doesn't freeze you, it's going to help you perform. It's going to get you emotionally into the game. That's my experience.
Any of your teammates that you could tell either too jacked up before like a big game or too chill that it throws you off in terms of nerves?
Well, I think everybody gets the nerves, but I said I was like, no guys here, but it could be for some individuals, they might, you know, they freeze and they all of a sudden they can't make decisions, or they're moving slower. They're just watching the play go by. Or you get the other reaction where it just, you know, jacks you up even more. And you know, sometimes you get it, it's also too much, and you're taking penalties that you shouldn't be taking because you're getting yourself out of position because you're too jacked up. So you gotta keep it your emotions in control now, but in control as well. But you see, I mean, you may see that sometimes during the beginning of the game where some people just gotta get the first couple of shifts out, and they hit a little too violently, or they cross-check somebody a little too violently, and they get a penalty. But I think that's better than it's still better than having too much of that than not having any at all and just being frozen. And
we're joined by the second most famous Lars on the planet. That's Lars Eller. First, of course, is Lars Ulrich, the drummer for Metallica, also Danish. In case people didn't know that, Coach Reardon has praised your play so far, Lars. Here's a quote. Eller has played really well with Verana and Oshie. Kuzi hasn't played a game for a while because he's coming back tonight. That line, I think, has been really solid for us. So we would like to keep some of that chemistry together right away. Talk about playing with Verana and Oshie instead of your regular line mates.
Yeah, I think this is not a new thing. I think, you know, me and Osh, we always joke about that we have this streak. When we play together, me and him, and probably B2, dating back all the way to like the spring, the regular season, the year we won, one of us scores or gets a point every game. So we usually score when we're put together. We have scored each game in the first three games so far this year. So. You know, we have a good understanding of each other and play off each other's instincts and just seem to gel well together. I enjoy playing with those two.
So talk about getting Kuzi back. I mean, one of your top scorers, a guy that you have missed on the ice, obviously, in the first three games. Welcome him back tonight off the three-game suspension. Talk about what that's going to be like, having him back at Capital One.
Nah, Kuzi's a world-class player, world-class talent. He is just very simply, he's going to make our team better. We'll see if he needs a, you know, a game or two or a couple to get up to speed to the level we all expect him to play at. But sooner or later, he's going to get back there. And he just makes our team that much better and deeper. So, you know, we're glad to have him back.
Do you feel like he has something to prove? Like I'm expecting maybe, more consistent Kuzi this year.
And maybe he feels like that. I'm not the one for putting up, expectations for my my colleagues. I know what talent he has and what he's capable of, and I'm sure we'll see it many nights on the ice this year. Are we going to see it right away? I don't know. I'm sure he is pumped up to go out and show everybody how good he is on a nightly basis. But, it might not click right away. And maybe it will. We'll see. But either way, he's going to make our team a lot better.
Have you embraced the Caps that we saw, or the Nats? We saw Kuzi there. What was that, the wild card game?
He was at the last two games.
Been at the last two. Yep. We saw Ovi throwing out the first pitch last night.
I'm guessing he's still stuck on one game ever.
Yeah, of course. I've been watching it on TV the last 2 days. I think it's awesome. You can almost feel the energy at the stadium through the through the TV. I think they got a great thing going on. Great. They seem to really be enjoying it. I think they could. I'd like to see them keep playing.
Yeah, and you guys are handing out the Nats batting helmet to the player of the game during this Nats playoff run. You gave it to Samsonov for his win against the Islanders.
Oh, I didn't know they were doing that.
On Friday night. And you know what? He would have had a shutout if it weren't for Radko Gudas kicking the puck in on him in the game. Did you guys goof on Gudas in the locker room afterwards? It didn't really matter because you got the win. But, I mean, he put one behind his own goal.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Those just tend to happen a couple of times a year. It was unfortunate that was his first game, but I think he played fantastic. I'm sure he was a little bit nervous too going into that game, but like you saw, he probably performed some of his best hockey that game, and the only one who could put it by him was one of our own players. So I think he played fantastic.
Hey, you guys did the Rock the Red Carpet event before the opener against the Hurricanes, and I saw some of the photos on RussianMachineNeverBreaks.com. They think that you wore the same outfit as you did last year, which is fine, not a big deal. But what was Carly doing tucking his pants into his boots? Is that like a new look? Is that a thing? What's going on there?
Yeah. Really good question. I think we have to get him on the show or get him to answer that, because is definitely not a thing. Maybe he's trying to make it a thing, but it's definitely not a thing. And if it was a mistake, he probably won't admit it. But I'll try to do some digging into that.
And by the way, if Lars wore the same thing, I'm not stunned. Every time we've seen him over at MedStar Iceplex, he's wearing jorts.
I know, it's just his thing. So, what are you going to do? He likes what he likes.
How many suits do you own?
Off ice is George, especially with this summer here. How many suits? I probably have around 15.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, well, we travel a lot.
That's true.
And play games, so.
Do you wear a suit for home games on the way to the arena?
Yes, we do. Every home game, we wear a suit to the arena, every travel day.
Is that a requirement? You can't show up in a hoodie?
You cannot. Oh. You will get fined.
Oh, wow.
I want to get fined. You got to keep that money, Lars. All right, well, best of luck tonight against the Stars, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, Lars.
Okay.
All right, so we got his walk-up music.
Eye of the Tiger?
Eye of the Tiger.
Survivor?
That's his go-to.
You don't have it downloaded already, do you?
Oh, it's got
to
be in there. It's got to be in the machine.
We have every old song on the planet in that machine.
I mean, that song, when that came out, it's got to be, what, 1980?
82 or 83, I want to say.
That was my jam.
That was Rocky. Was that Rocky 2?
3.
Rocky 3,
It was Rocky 3?
Yep. Clubber Lang.
My mother actually was teaching me piano at the time, and I remember learning how to play that song on the piano.
Right. It's a good one. It's a timeless classic.
Kind of a poopy song.
Well,
it's what he's known for. He's Tiger.
It's one of the great movie songs, I'd say, of all time. Don't you think?
Like, oh,
just
absolutely.
Iconic.
I can sign for all the Rocky songs.
What are the others?
None are
as iconic. As I mean, like, memorable
the
as that one.
The score from Rocky is awesome.
Yeah, but then, they don't ring a bell like that one.
I think in Rocky,
did they only play that? This is a trivia question. I don't know. Did they only play that one time during the movie, or did they play it several times?
Not sure.
I think it was just when they were showing the training.
Like the training montage.
Leading up to the Clubber Lang.
When he was hitting the beef or whatever and all that. When he chasing goes, the chicken.
There's a song every time, like in Rocky 4, I think, when he goes to Russia.
Definitely goes to Russia.
To Ivan Drago, it's like, in the burning heart.
Yep.
Heart's on fire.
That's burning heart, yeah.
Yeah, you're confused. There's a training song. They have Eye of the Tiger, Gonna Fly Now. There's a bunch of songs you've heard.
Gonna Fly Now.
Oh, yeah, Gonna Fly.
Yeah, that's
No Easy Way Out. There's no easy way out.
That's before he decides to fight Drago.
See, I don't know how you guys can remember all that.
After Apollo dies in the ring.
Wouldn't throw in the towel.
So when did he play Survivor, Eye of the Tiger? Was he actually in the ring at that point? I feel like that's like punches.
I think because Apollo in Rocky 3, remember when there's the beach scene?
Yeah.
Okay, and he quits.
So that's
like they're sprinting and Shocker. Sylvester Stallone can't run as fast as Apollo Creed, played by Carl Weathers, right? So at first, he's running, and then he punts and he quits. And eventually Apollo says, you got to have that eye of the tiger.
Right.
And then eventually you get that. And eventually he beats him in the sprint.
What a great movie.
I'm sure that's realistic. Yeah. Come on.
Can we talk about older movies?
That's a great one, though. Great soundtrack.
It's relevant. He was talking about he wants to hear Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah. Some of the walk-up songs are weird. Eye of the Tiger now. Morgan Moses likes AC/DC.
Right. Hey, what are you going to do? People like what they like.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.